So yeah, I've been playing this game a long time. I knew they would break. They would either get worse or eventually break. They got worse and then they broke. So one of them across the street said, called my name, put some stuff out at the road. So she called my name. I said, yeah. She, what's that? You got any towels out in those bags in the road? I said, she said, is that stuff free? I said, yeah, all that, take it all. And she said, I'm looking for towels. So then I went and grabbed a bag of towels and put it over in her yard because it wasn't any towels in it. And I was cleaning out some storage, you know. And, and then her daughter saw that we were really friends. Deep down, we were friends, but her daughter's the one causing the trouble. So her daughter turned the music down. It is a trip. So why did they break? What caused the break? Either somebody's going to internally break, especially if they don't have the Holy Spirit, they are going to break. They're going to lose it. They're going to lose it because they have nothing to stabilize them. Now think about that. There's no stabilization without the Holy Spirit because you're in the system. They are slaves of the devil and they don't like that, even though these people are Jerry Springer in their heart, they don't want to be that, a lot of them. And they just don't know, they don't know what else to do. They don't know what, they don't really understand why they're doing what they do. And they want to face off with somebody to create drama or to get attention, really. It's all about attention. And so, the attention, if they can't get normal attention, they're going to get attention any way they can, whether it's fighting or drama or whatever. Why do they want attention so bad? Because the flesh mind is void. They're voodoo. They have no identity. They don't get their stability in Jesus, right? They don't get their stability in Christ. So where are they going to get their... attention. Where are they going to get it? They got to get it from the world. The flesh, pride of life. And nobody wants to be around their drama and their chaos, so they have to create drama to make them fight. In other words, they can't have a normal, healthy conversation because, whenever you have a normal conversation with somebody, what happens? It's a two-way thing. But they don't want to be reproved, rebuked, exhorted. It's always a two-way thing, but they don't want a two-way thing. They want to be right. They want to be heard. They don't want to listen, but they want you to listen to them. It's so obvious now after watching these people and doing a test online. You know, most of the stuff online was just the online stuff was just a, well, how do I say it? It was real, but it was also a proxy test. You could actually test stuff online. And the way people act online is actually, they have more freedom to act stupid online, but that shows you the heart in the real world. That shows you their heart in the real world. So what you saw online is exponential revealing of what's in the heart of man. And so all the trolls, all the liars, all the gamers, all the military agents, all the Jesuits, all the Freemasons, all the cults, all the Jezebels, all the Delilahs, they all acted the same. They all act the same. And eventually, they break. They attack. Here's what happens. They attack you for years. I mean, years and years and years and years online. Now, in the real world, it's a little bit tougher because they have to break faster. But online, eventually they break and they say, why am I attacking? I can be that person. I can be his friend. I can be friends with books. Because what he's saying is the truth. And he's helped me, whether I want to admit it or not, he's helped me see the light about my own heart and how I need to change. And so then they become your friend eventually over time. The ones who are seriously wanting to improve themselves, you know, to better themselves. And some of them, and I'm guilty, because I remember attacking the legalist and the Jezebel and fighting with them. And eventually I woke up by the grace of God that's what they want. They want you fighting them. And when you no longer do their drama or do their fighting, you ignore them, they go away. And so that's what I'm saying. They break, and eventually they realize, why am I harassing this person when this person's actually my best friend? They're not my enemy, they're telling me the truth. When somebody tells you the truth, are they your enemy? No. No. And then when they wake up that they attack somebody for the wrong reason, hopefully they get convicted of sin and run to Jesus, because they attacked. When they attack you, they're actually really not attacking. They're attacking Jesus in you. So even if they never apologize to you, that's okay. Because you know that it's not really about you. It's about Christ in you. Because without Jesus, you have no truth. And so when the Holy Spirit convicts them of sin, they don't have to apologize to you. As long as they run to Jesus, we don't care. We want to see people get saved. And it's not about us, because we are secure in Christ. I don't care if they call me every name in the book. I know who I am in Christ. My identity is in Christ. And so they eventually have to look in the mirror. Romans 12, right? Don't repay evil with evil, but evil with good. And so when you start putting the boundaries up and you start putting the distance up and you don't respond to their insanity, their drama, it makes them look foolish. It makes them look like a fool, which is actually how they're acting, you know. It works, people. It really does work. I'm in shock at how really fast that turned around. I thought it'd be another month, but it pretty much turned around within a few weeks. I knew karma was going to hit that girl, because you can't attack somebody. You can't attack somebody continually without the universe hitting you back. You reap what you sow. And I don't even believe in karma the way the New Age say it, but I'm saying you reap what you sow. And so what she's giving out, 7 days, 21 days, I mean 14 days, 21 days, she sowed a pattern in the universe for 21 days, and she's going to start getting it back. And she's going to get it back fast. I mean, fast. And so, I don't know if her mom knows that or not, but she might. Because it's a spiritual thing, people. Everything is spiritual. And what you put out there, you reap what you sow. You sow what you want to reap, right? So if you want to reap fighting and trouble and hating authority and rebelling against authority, you will reap what you sow. It's not a maybe. God is no respecter of persons. It's an absolute. And so what her mom did, she came across the street, and I helped her out with some towels that I had in storage that were thrown out. But she's gonna use them for cleaning rags. But what I'm saying is I helped the lady out. And so her daughter is actually sitting there watching the whole process, and she felt bad, and so she cut her music down. She cut her music down. So it's true in the culture too. People want to fight against authority, thinking they're going to overcome, but they're not. The authority's going to really, the authority, you know, a lot of people, they're saying, they're turning us into slaves or whatever. Well, they're turning their own self into slaves. The more free you get in the spirit mind, in the inner man, the more free you get on the outside. And that's what's happening. And so all their rebellious music that they think is benefiting, it's just like rock and roll music. All that rock and roll music, you think, I'm going to break the bonds that are tying me down. Well, actually, what you're doing is you're making your bonds stronger and stronger. Your chains and your bondage is becoming stronger and stronger. That's what's happening.